entrepreneurship,
part of the community, the next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
It often takes a fresh set of eyes to help us appreciate what we have. And that's certainly the case with our latest contributor to The Next Idea, as we continue to seek ideas for building a strong, healthy environment for startups and entrepreneurs in Michigan. Charlie Moret is president of Invest Michigan. It's a nearly $7 million investment fund for Michigan startups. And Charlie's a relative newcomer to Michigan, so he brings that fresh set of eyes to the discussion about our economic possibilities. Welcome, Charlie.
Great to be with you.
Good to have you with us. You moved from Connecticut less than 3 years ago, where you were also involved in economic development and entrepreneurship. From a professional point of view, what attracted you to Michigan?
Well, I was in Connecticut for the last 25 years and working in the entrepreneurial sector for about the last 12 years. And what I saw from the outside was just an incredible amount of startup activity at all levels. Not only were there a lot of companies starting up, but what really excited me was the combination of all the entities that were supporting entrepreneurship. So you had private individuals and companies supporting entrepreneurship. You had the state with its very vast, strong program supporting entrepreneurship. You had the philanthropic organizations that were also supporting it. And there was a collaboration going on that from the outside looked to me just incredibly supportive of getting the startups going and creating an environment that is so desperately needed for the future technologies and companies that we hope will all generate those jobs of the future.
Let's go back to Connecticut, because I understand in Connecticut there was kind of a dearth of available funds of venture capital and private investors. When there's a shortage like that, what happens?
Well, it was really interesting. Connecticut had a unique situation. It had a tremendous amount of venture capital funds, but most of them were really investing outside of the state. And so I was working at a quasi-public state organization where we were investing in startups in the state, but we were the only ones doing that. Most of the other organizations were investing out of state. And that's what I think is very unique about Michigan. Because of the state-sponsored programs, they've actually have over 30 venture capital firms, and those venture capital firms are investing in startup activity in the state. So it's a very different dynamic going on in Michigan than it was in Connecticut.
So this isn't normal for every state?
I don't believe so. I mean, again, being in Connecticut, I had a unique perspective being on the East Coast, and clearly a lot of the activity was in New York and certainly in the Boston area, the 128 as it's known. But other states didn't quite have the same level of activity that you would find in New York or in Boston. So I think that's what makes Michigan unique as a state in terms of, you know, they're really visionary at so many different levels, because what you have is you have, again, you have the private sector, you have the state sector, and you have the philanthropic sector all looking out in the future and saying, where are the jobs going to come from in the future? Well, they have to be coming from the tech sector, because that's where the innovation is happening.
Now, at Invest Michigan, Charlie Moret, you manage a pre-seed fund. Would you explain for us just what a pre-seed fund is?
Sure. What the pre-seed, again, our fund is comes from the state of Michigan. And what it does is it looks at companies or opportunities, I should say, that are pre-revenue. These are entrepreneurs that have, you know how, that have a new type of technology, and now they're trying to actually build a business around it. And so our job is to look at these from the perspective of technology. Do they have something that's innovative? Do they have the right management team? Do they have the right business plan? And then we support them in the early stages to get them up and running and allow them to hire staff. And hopefully, you know, many of these will move on forward to actually generate generate revenue. And so in order to support these companies to really get them off the ground, it's very high-risk capital, and therefore, especially at the pre-seed level, we do a tremendous amount of due diligence before we invest, because we're trying to deploy state funds in the most expeditious but also in the most prudent way to ensure that many of these companies do have a good shot of creating new businesses, new employment, and new revenue in the state of Michigan.
More broadly, Charlie, how would you describe venture capital's role in our economy? Where does it fit?
Well, it's one of many components, I believe. Venture capital clearly provides that, you know, highly visionary money that really helps to scale up businesses in a big way. And most of the time, venture capitalists are looking at companies that have to reach markets that are at least a half a billion, if not a billion, in size, because truly they are taking a lot of risk as well. And that, of course, becomes private risk most of the time. And therefore, they have to have a big return. So usually the equation that is referred to as venture capitalists is out of 10 transactions, generally one to two of them are going to pay big time, which makes up for the rest of the portfolio, which may not do so well.
And without venture capital, Charlie, what other options for funding do entrepreneurs have to build their businesses, especially the ones who are in the science and technology areas?
Well, I think there's a myriad of resources that can be had. I mean, there's things like federal programs like the SBIR program, which helps support innovative research. The universities often have funds that are associated with technology transfer coming out of the universities. And then the other thing that I was very surprised at was actually the level of angel investing that occurs in this state. When I was in Connecticut, we had one angel organization that was somewhat active, and the amount of capital that went into these companies was really not all that great. But here in Michigan, you have a well-developed group of angel investor groups that are highly sophisticated, that are well-organized, and that are supporting these entrepreneurial companies.
Well, now, let's talk about that fresh set of eyes you bring. Here you are, coming from Connecticut, and I'd like to get your thoughts. How does your view of Michigan's economy compare to the way that the natives see it? Is it better?
Well, I believe, you know, right now, given what's happened in terms of the rebound of the auto industry, which you cannot get away from, it's such a huge influence in Michigan, you know, that's really helping, obviously, to stabilize the economy. But right now, what I'm seeing, certainly from the outside, coming in here and seeing this activity, is if this is able to continue and people support this, I mean, I think what you're going to end up having is Michigan being viewed someday and someone saying, wait a minute. Where did Michigan come from with all this startup activity and all these companies? Being here, I've been here just about 2.5 years now. I mean, I could not have, and I'll put it in the words of someone from the East Coast, from a university I was working with. I asked them, I said, hey, you know, Jim, I'm really thinking about going to Michigan because there's an opportunity out there that I'm very intrigued, and I'm very intrigued about the activity level and entrepreneurship. And he said, Charlie, if there is one place that I would recommend anyone going to, it's Michigan. You're absolutely right. You're on the cutting edge. You're ahead of the game if you go there, because there are great things happening in that state. And so that was the view of another nutmegger, as we call Connecticut folks. So it was not only myself viewing it that way, but somebody out of a very prominent university there saying the exact same thing to me that I was thinking as well, looking from the outside in.
You were coming and you almost feel like a cheerleader.
You know, I often do, because, you know, I think, like anything, you know, there's always a tendency to say, oh, we don't have this, we don't have that. And, you know, oftentimes I sit there and a lot of Michiganders, you know, they complain about, oh, there's not enough going on and there's not this. And, you know, I just feel that I would say that the glass is not half full. I think it's three quarters full here. There's just so much more activity going on that it's a great place to be.
Charlie, you've kind of pointed to the momentum Michigan's building in its startup tech ecosystem and its investment culture. What do you think has to happen for that momentum to continue and keep growing?
Well, people have to stay the course. You know, like anything, Silicon Valley did not happen in, you know, 5 or 10 years. I think it's really critical that all the organizations stay focused and say, hey, you know, we're committed to this area. We know this can yield benefits in the future, but we've got to stay the course. You know, that when I look at the state level, I see a lot of very strong adjustments taking place, you know, so there's recognition that when they started this, they had to get it off the ground. So they took a lot of risk, as you do with any investment. And then as you become, you know, stronger and you start to understand more aspects of it, I see these fine tuning going on, which I think is very important for the system, because obviously when money is invested, it takes a while to get the return, and you have to keep improving that sort of investment formula to have better outcomes in the future. But what I've seen in Michigan is that everybody is very focused on the outcomes.
Charlie Moret, president of Invest Michigan. Charlie, it was great to talk with you. Thank you so much for being part of The Next Idea.
My pleasure. It's a great story to tell, and I got to tell you, I'm just going to keep cheerleading it.